Today, as we continue our journey through the Bible, we come to Amos chapter 2, verse 7. They trampled on the heads of the poor as on the dust of the ground and deny justice to the oppressed. You have to stop at the gate. Only the guards can let you in to Metro Amigo, a state-run orphanage located outside of Panama City. When you pull up to the building, many of the orphans will run to greet you. They long for the attention that has been stolen from them. Death has taken some parents from these children. Others have been abandoned by their moms and dads. These children, ranging in age from 1 to 18, have been denied justice. As a result, we decided to do something about it. Through the generosity of many committed believers in Pittsburgh and in Panama, Anna Panama was birthed. For years, this ministry provided transition homes where orphaned and or abandoned children could experience the love of Christ and the acceptance of a family. They also received education and learned a skill that would provide them an income when they became adults. Now, I have to tell you that I have become wearied by people who are all talk and no action. They wax eloquently about the sad state of things. They get all worked up over how things ought to be. They think they have all the solutions, but actual involvement? Not for them. That's for someone else. See, what good is talk without commitment? It's time to put passion into action. We don't want to be like those in our verse today. Amos chapter 2, verse 7, they trample on the heads of the poor as on the dust of the ground, and they deny justice to the oppressed. Father, help us not just be hearers of your word, those that never actually do anything substantive for Christ. Shake us out of our all talk, no action mode. Put urgency and action into our hearts. We pray that in Jesus' name. Amen.